Christ be with you. Yes, yes. You may be seated. Hey, if anyone...
Hello, am I on?
If anyone would be interested in joining Edie in the gospel choir, every Monday night from 7 to 8:30 at the new choir room in the Miller Performing Arts, you are more than welcome. So if you've got a voice that would like to sing because you're happy, check that out. Amen. Hey, we also have a lot of guests here on a visitation day. We want to welcome you to Hope College today. We're so excited that you're here. On this Monday, we step into an important week at the college, celebrating civil rights. So throughout this week, there's going to be some different lectures, some different opportunities. We want to encourage everyone to take advantage of this. You know this, but the best things about college are those free events. And the best education happens by showing up. And so we want to encourage everyone to take time. We want to give a special shout out to Vanessa Green and for the OME team for just putting on a great week for us. So let's all take advantage of what's out. Yes, Vanessa, we got you. Particularly tonight here in Dimnit Chapel at 7 o'clock, we have a great lecture, Dare to be Bold, that is going to be given by the man standing to my right. Soon to be Dr. David Paul is a 2010 Hope grad. He's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He is in his fourth year, really sixth year, because David has done 2 degrees in one and is soon to be matched for neurosurgery. And if any of you don't know what that means, it means he's literally going to be a brain surgeon. He's back. He's going to give the lecture tonight, and he's also going to share a little bit of his story today in chapel. Would you please give a warm Hope College welcome to its own David Paul?
Thank you very much, Trigvi. It is so great to be back on campus. It's amazing. I got a chance to catch up with Trigvi and the Keppel House staff. And walking here is just brutally cold, but in my crazy mind, it's somehow still amazing to be standing up here in front of you today. I can remember being in your shoes as a student here. You know, we would come to chapel, and I'd sit on this side of the chapel about halfway back by the AV guy back there, and our group of friends, we take up the whole row. And I know it's cheesy, but, you know, some of my fondest memories here at Hope College are just being with my group of friends here in chapel and just completely surrendering to God, to worshiping with the chapel music group, and just fully just diving in to God's word. You have a unique opportunity here while you're here on this campus to really sort of live out God's call on your life. I will tell you now that I've graduated, you know, I'm 6 years out from being here at Hope College, it's different. You know, I'm coming here from the University of Rochester in Rochester, New York, and I found a great church home there with my wife, Lauren, who's supporting me. But I will tell you, it's not the same. It's not the same being here with your group of friends. It's not the same, you know, going back to your dorm room and being in the class. You know, being surrounded by a community of people who constantly challenges you to be better, right? You're challenged every day to really live out what is spoken here in chapel. And so I challenge you to take advantage of every opportunity you have to be here. I also recognize it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's an amazing day here on campus. There's lots of things, as Trigvi pointed out, that are scheduled for today. And we're going to dive into sort of the life and legacy of Dr. King, okay? That's what this evening is going to be about, okay? Dare to be bold. All right, I'm really going to challenge you guys to step your game up, okay? It's going to be a call to action, all right? So I'm really excited. If you have other things planned for tonight, which you probably don't because it's snowy and you can't really get off campus, be here tonight if you can, okay? Because we're really going to dive in, and I think that you're going to get a word from God. So as I was preparing for chapel this morning, I realized that you guys are studying from the book of James this semester, all right? That book it's a challenging book. It really causes us to really focus on how God works in our life as well as our works, which is something that's really crazy to think about because, you know, most of the time we think, oh, we just sit back and we let God do everything. Okay. Last week, you were taught that sort of through trials and tribulations, right, of your faith, you develop endurance, you develop patience. And we're going to take that to the next level. We're going to take that to sort of James chapter 2, verse 14. Okay. And so I'm just going to read from that verse here. My brothers and sisters, if people say they have faith but do nothing, their faith is worth nothing. Can faith like that save them? A brother or sister in Christ might need clothes or food. If you say to that person, God be with you, I hope you stay warm and get plenty to eat, but you do not give that person what they need, your words are nothing. In the same way, faith by itself that does nothing is dead. Someone might say, you have faith, but I have deeds. Show me your faith without doing anything, and I will show you my faith, but what I do. I'm just going to pray with you real quick, and I'm going to wrap up with a short story from my senior year here at Hope. Lord, I thank you for this awesome opportunity to be with the students here at Hope College. I thank you for just being present with us. I thank you for the opportunity that these students have to just dive into your word, Lord, to really analyze who they are and to live out your call in their lives on an everyday basis with their fellow classmates, Lord. I ask that you would allow them to subscribe to the philosophy that as iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen another, and we live in a community in which our brothers and sisters can push us to be better human beings on this earth. I ask that you would empower the students here. I ask that you would be receptive. Let them be receptive to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, during my time at Hope, I had a little bit of a hiccup. This is my senior year. This is a story, actually, that not a lot of people know. But I actually almost didn't graduate, which is really crazy. Okay, I came back on campus my senior year, and I started looking at sort of my financial aid package and my statements, and I realized that there was a big gap. There was a significant change in my parents' financial situation. I won't get into all the details, but sort of the gap represented about like $8,000-$9,000 increase in my family's expected contribution. I didn't have it. I was devastated when I found out the news. I'm a pre-med student. I was applying to medical school. I had started getting, you know, invitations to interview. And if I didn't come up with the money, that really meant that I wouldn't graduate. It was really tough for me to swallow that. Well, I'll tell you, you know, thinking about the scripture that we just read, you know, it wasn't in my own strength that I graduated. Yes, I had to do some works. But my works were a little bit different than just checking things off of a to-do list. And yeah, I picked up extra jobs. I was an RA. You know, I did odd jobs in here. I picked up extra hours in Dr. Krieger's chemistry lab, which was a great help. But at the end of the day, none of that was going to pay that $8,000 bill for Hope College. I had to develop some crazy faith, some absolute crazy faith. And in developing that faith, I realized that even if I came up with the money, if I didn't keep going to class, I wouldn't graduate. I made sure that every day I woke up, I went to class, I did my assignments. I will tell you, it was an ugly semester. I did not do as great as I did in my previous semesters. But God challenged me to have faith to every day in the face of uncertainty to be here, even when I wasn't supposed to be here. And I will tell you, this is about, I think, November, going into December, coming back from Christmas or coming back from Thanksgiving break. And I get word from my dad. My dad was at work, and he was struggling with the concept that I might not be back for the spring semester. Somebody noticed him at work and just noticed that he was just a little off. He wasn't himself. And they asked, hey, Mel, what's wrong? What's going on? My dad sort of shared my story. And right then and there, that person my dad talked to donated the exact amount of money I needed to finish my education here at Hope. You know, the Bible tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be given unto you. So while you're here at Hope College, I ask you, are you developing crazy faith? Are you ready for the challenges ahead of you? You know, we all come from various backgrounds. We have different stories. Each one of you, I'm sure, is battling or struggling with something. I ask you to support your fellow students, to engage with your fellow students, to not just have superficial relationships and come and just hug and chapel and be like, hey, how's it going? It's cool. And just head out. Get to know your fellow classmates. Get to know someone different than you. Have coffee with someone. Try to understand their story. I'm sharing with you my story. I'm being vulnerable with you. I'm asking you to be vulnerable with each other. Pray for each other. Support each other. You have no idea what your fellow classmates are going through. Support them and help them develop crazy faith. So, on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I know that this morning we didn't specifically talk about Martin Luther King Jr., but this was an opportunity for sort of me to get to know you and you to get to know me. Okay, like I said this evening, we're going to really dive in to Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and legacy. But when we do that tonight, you're going to need some crazy faith, because I'm going to challenge you to be bold, and I'm going to challenge you with some crazy things, and you're going to be like, wow, like, what's going on here? And you're going to really have to dig in. You're going to have classmates. You're going to have students that are struggling with different things. You might be struggling with different things, with identity crisis, with different things in your life. And now is the time, while you are here at Hope College during your 4 years, to root yourself in the soil of hope and develop that crazy faith that's going to allow you to impact your fellow classmates, impact Hope College and the Holland community, and to eventually change the world. With that, go in peace.